Good morning and welcome to this service of morning prayer on this sixth Sunday of Easter. This is also Rogation Sunday, which takes its name from the Latin word rogare, meaning to ask. So, this may well also be thought of as Asking Sunday. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
The earth is the Lord's and all that is in it. The hymn, Alleluia, Alleluia, hearts to heaven and voices raise.
Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father.
Heavenly Father,
we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
The traditional form of the Easter anthems.
Psalm appointed for this morning, number 67, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. God, be gracious to us and bless us.
and make his face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known upon earth.
Your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
O let the nations rejoice and be glad.
For you will judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Then shall the earth bring forth her increase.
And God, our own God, will bless us.
God will bless us.
And all the ends of the earth shall fear him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, beginning at verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrake, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we were supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshipper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. The Canticle, Te Deum, Parts 1 and 2.
We praise thee, O God, we acknowledge thee to be the Lord. All the earth doth worship thee, the Father everlasting. To the all angels cry out, heavens and all the powers therein. Continually to cry,
reading from the Revelations of St. John the Divine, chapter 21, beginning at verse 10. And in the Spirit, he carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honour of the nations. But nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore. But the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign for ever and ever.
The Canticle Benedictus.
Oh.
I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And grant her government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, make clean our hearts within us.
And renew us by your Holy Spirit.
God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, as by his continual presence in us, he may raise us to eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God, whose will it is that the earth and the sea should bear fruit in due season, bless the labours of those who work on land and sea. Grant us a good harvest, and the grace always to rejoice in your fatherly care, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger. And in all things, guide us to know and do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The hymn, Like a Mighty River Flowing.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Firstly, we acknowledge our dependence on God's giving. Lord God, as we sow a seed or plant, hoping for a rich harvest, we pray that we may be delivered from thinking that this comes wholly of its own accord or simply due to our efforts. Teach us again that sun and rain are your gifts, that by ourselves we can do nothing, and that we are stewards of your creation. In your mercy, grant us favourable crops, trusting and thankful hearts, and wise and fair use of your gifts, for Jesus' sake.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, as you have taught us to pray for our daily bread and to recognise our dependence on your bounty, so we ask your blessing on the sowing of the seed and the labours of those who work on the land, that the earth may yield its full harvest and the needs of all may be supplied through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
We pray for this group of parishes and, following a diocesan cycle of prayer, we remember today the parishes of Maharale and Annaclone and the Bishop's Curate, the Reverend Karen Salmon. We ask that we may apply the lessons of the seed in how we live day by day. Lord Jesus, you have taught us the lessons of the seed, the seed that springs up and grows in ways unknown to us, the seed that, though smallest, becomes a great plant, the seed that gives its life, that new life may be multiplied. Write these lessons of faith, hope, and love in our hearts, that our lives may yield an abundant harvest in your service, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
Let us pray for rural areas and the people who live there. For the long-term residents who live where their parents and their grandparents lived, for those who live on and work on large mechanized farms, for those who live and work on small farms and holdings, for the very wealthy who own great areas of land, for those who own nothing, for those who live in villages, for those who work in country crafts and industries, for all whose work is lonely, dangerous, and a cause for anxiety and stress, for those who are unemployed, for those who work in urban areas but have country homes, for newcomers who find country life strange, for country doctors and nurses, and for veterinary surgeons with country practices, for those who develop the rural holiday industry, for those who provide transport services, for local councillors, members of parliament, assembly members, editors of newspapers, and all who help the rural communities in their life together, and for all Christian people, their churches and their clergy. Grant, Lord, that your church in country areas may have special grace, power and wisdom to be your body and proclaim your word, so that people may befriend each other, learn from one another, and create caring communities in time of change, for the good of all and to the praise of your name.
Amen.
And we pray for Northern Ireland at this time of great concern, anxiety, and political instability. We thank you, Lord, for the record of long ages in which prophets and kings have worked together. Hear our prayer for all our public representatives, especially at Stormont and at Westminster. May those elected learn the lessons of history, meet its challenges in the present, and be given vision for the future. May their policies and decisions be true to your will and achievable in your world through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And we pray for all preparing for examinations at this time. Heavenly Father, give your blessing to the work of all students, that they may do it to your glory. May all their study be done honestly and faithfully. Give them strength, wisdom, and patience, and whether they succeed or not, may their confidence in you and your purposes remain. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We join in the grace.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
The hymn, For the Beauty of the Earth. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Although today's readings are for the sixth Sunday of Easter, this is also the week of Rogation Days, so we are treating today as Rogation Sunday. Traditionally the day when we ask God's blessing on the crops and the fruits of the earth. Rogation, as I mentioned earlier, is from the Latin rogare, to ask. The same root as interrogation, which is a rather intensive form of asking. I also suggested earlier that we might well call this day Asking Sunday, deriving from the Middle Ages. Times of scarcity, times of starvation have occurred down the years. The Great Famine in Ireland in the 19th century is a case in point. And 1500 years ago, in a time of acute famine in southern France, earnest days of prayer were appointed to ask for God's blessing on the harvests so that the people would not starve. The harvests did indeed come up to what was hoped for, and more. So the situation and the lives of the population were spared. The observance spread and soon was adopted all over the Western Church and is still with us today. How much more do we need the prayers of the people to ask for good harvests throughout our world today, where there is so much desperate need of food, of relief action to save the lives of thousands. War, conflict, greed, brutality, hatred are basic causes, as are bad and corrupt governments, the incompetence and inefficiency in so many places, even where the ideals and hopes are good. The scope of our prayers and efforts must be much wider this year as we look at the vastly more complicated situation that our fragile world faces. The problem of food is, of course, an obvious one. With the war in Ukraine, it will have large effects on the distribution of wheat for bread and also on the raw materials for vegetable oil. But there is the wider and deeper problem of energy. Oil used freely in the past is becoming extremely expensive. Nuclear power has shown itself as dangerous. Wind power has seemed hopeful,
but so far only limited use is made of it, although it continues to develop. The tides are another source, but again, little has been done to harness the mighty power of our oceans. And coal seems involved in various crises and continuing concern over the pollutant effects of smoky coal. We may well ask, will our future be one in which we will all have to face the loss of at least some of the comforts we now enjoy, and a restricted choice in foodstuffs, perhaps even face very definite shortages of foods, while there is yet no official mention of rationing heat and light, or imposing restrictions on transport. It may well be that governments around the world will at least have to consider such options in the future. Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us that in all our problems and difficulties, we have the help of the Holy Spirit, who will guide us into all truth. That is to say, if we place ourselves in the hands of God and look to his commands and his ideals as expressed in Jesus Christ, then we will find that our problems and our fears and our difficulties will be resolved. As St. Paul puts it, we know that in everything God works for good with those who love him. And if God is for us, who is against us? There is the story of a beautiful garden. A visitor admired it and said, "Isn't it wonderful that God, what God has done in producing such a lovely garden?" And the gardener replied, "You should see what happens when he is left on his own." Yes, God and the gardener have to work together in the garden if it is to be truly lovely and truly cultivated. And that is so true of our world. Christ tells us to have complete trust and confidence in God. Ask and you will receive. We must not let fear ever get in the way of trust. Prayer is the great means of getting in touch with God and staying in touch with him and strengthening our realization of our obligation to cooperate with him in our work, in our lives, in the care of his planet with all its multifold forms of life and resources. That is the real meaning of our Rogation Tide. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The hymn, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the works thy hand hath made.
O Lord, my God, when I
God the Father, by whose glory Christ was raised from the dead, raise you up to walk with him in the newness of his risen life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Hymn, The Whole Bright World Rejoices Now.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We thank you for being with us and participating in this online service today. Well done to all who participated in the walk at Hillsborough Forest Park as part of the 300,000 steps challenge for Christian Aid Week. It is still possible to make donations in support of this event, which of course are for the benefit of Christian Aid. They may be made either to Louise McGregor or our parochial treasurers, Patricia Halliday and Hilary Edgar.
Thursday is Ascension Day. At 7:30 p.m. there will be a short Holy Communion service in Annahill Church. On Saturday at 2 o'clock there will be a memorial service in the Church of the Ascension, Annahill, to celebrate my dear mother's life and mark her passing. This will be followed by tea in the parochial hall. If you would care to attend, there is still time to let me know, though it would be appreciated if this could be done in the coming days, so as to facilitate catering for the afternoon tea. Sunday next, the Sunday after Ascension Day, Vocation Sunday. Sunday school will take place at 10 o'clock in Annahill and at 11 o'clock in Mara Hamlet. The services next Sunday will be morning prayer and the litany, 10 o'clock in Annahill and 12 noon in Mara Hamlet. Looking ahead to the first weekend in June, which is the weekend of national celebration to mark Her Majesty the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. First of all, on Wednesday the 1st of June from 6 to 8 p.m. there will be a fun evening and barbecue in Mara Hamlet Parochial Hall. Weather permitting, we hope to have this event outside. And parishioners from Annahill are cordially invited and very welcome. The special preacher at both morning services on Sunday the 5th of June will be Lord Eames. And at 3 o'clock on the afternoon of Sunday the 5th of June, there will be an event, Picnic and Praise, led by Bailey's Mills Accordion Band, and the event will take place in the grounds of Annahill Primary School. The event will follow the format of a Songs of Praise type service led by the band, followed by a picnic, and everybody coming is asked to bring their own picnic. We do look forward very much to these events to celebrate this unique event in our nation and Commonwealth. Thank you.